River 949, Marnie and Campo for breakfast. The Somerset family of missing woman Amy Shulkins has determined never to give up on finding their 36-year-old daughter. 6 months after her disappearance, Lee and Alan Shulkins from Fernvale have dragged a river using sonar technology, searched rugged bushland, and even drove thousands of kilometres to find the vehicle that their daughter was driving when she went missing. And her mum, Lee, joins us now. Good morning, Lee.
Hello, how are you?
This is just one of the most devastating things I can imagine for a parent, just not being able to find your daughter. Marnie and I both have children. I just can't imagine what you and your husband, Alan, are going through. What's happening at the moment?
The police are investigating. No one can really search in a specific place for her because we're not sure which direction that she went after she left. There is footage on CCTV in Caboolture. And then after that, we're not sure, you know, which way she headed, whether she headed north or south or towards Bribie Island. We just don't know.
But you and Alan have looked. Where have you looked?
We've looked because Caboolture is a big area and there's lots of forestry. And we're really looking for the vehicle because once we thought we'd find the vehicle, we might find some clues to where she is. So my husband has, you know, we've driven around the forestries and he's ridden his motorbike and lots of other people have, you know, searched as well and droned places and, yeah. So, and then on psychic's advice, you know, we've actually looked from the Gold Coast, hinterland, all the way to Warwick and everywhere in between.
Yeah. Is this around 6 months?
6 months, yeah. Yes. Yeah. Yeah, she went missing on the 30th of December. And she hasn't been heard or seen since.
What would be a motive for this situation?
She's had some mental health issues, we've been told, and something obviously triggered that. I mean, we had seen Amy and her wife, you know, for dinner earlier that night, and then it was when they got home that something obviously triggered her to take off in the car and not been seen since.
Well, incredibly stressful for the entire family, and with no answers whatsoever. There's you really don't know what to do, do you? You're not sure except to keep looking for her, which is exactly what you're doing.
Yes. So I know when we did the media conference, the police did ask if anyone had, you know, like dash cam around, you know, between 11, I think it was 11:30 that night and till 1 a.m. the next morning, you know. So, you know, so if anyone out there is, maybe got that. I know it's 6 months ago, but, you know, somebody might have something or seen something that's, you know, so, and if they could contact, you know, Crime Stoppers, you know, would be great.
So her car hasn't been found at all? There's nothing? They haven't got anything?
No.
Right.
Not a thing. She hasn't accessed, I mean, her phone was, I think, switched off around 11 o'clock that night or something, you know, she hasn't accessed, you know, bank accounts or anything. So,
Don't give up looking ever. Obviously, you're a parent. No parent in their right mind would ever give up looking for their child.
No.
So if we just want her to know that we love her.
Yeah.
And we miss her.
Of course you do, darling. All right, Lee.
Well, you guys take care of each other and we'll keep in touch with you and hopefully something comes up, hey?
Okay.
Thank you, Lee.
Thank you. Okay, bye.
You can call Crime Stoppers on 1-800-333-000, or if you or someone you know is suffering from depression, you can call Beyond Blue on 1-300-222-4636. Better. Dream better. Harvey Norman Better.